Hey, good morning. Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19. First Kings chapter 19. Let's read from verse 1. Now Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me, and even more, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." And he was afraid and rose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die and said, "It is enough now, O Lord, take my life, for I am not better than my father's." And he lay down and slept under a juniper tree, and behold, there was an angel touching him, and he said to him, "Arise, eat." Then he looked, and behold, there was at his head a bread cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, "Arise, eat, because the journey is too great for you." So he arose and ate and drank, and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Oreb, the mountain of God. Then he came to a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, torn down on altars, and killed thy prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away." So he said, "Go forth and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord was passing by, and a great and strong wind was rending the mountains and breaking in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of a gentle blowing. And it came about when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, went out and stood in the entrance of the cave, and behold, a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Then he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, torn down on altars, and killed thy prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And the Lord said to him, "Go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you have arrived, you shall anoint Hazael king of Aram. And Jehu the son of Nimshi you shall anoint king of Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah you shall anoint as prophet in your place. And it shall come about that the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall put to death. And the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha put to death. But yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." Amen. So this is an interesting passage. Remember in chapter 18, we have Elijah goes by the word of the Lord, and he takes care of all the worshipers of Baal and the Asherah, and the very famous scene on Mount Carmel, and he renders God's justice. And after that, he tells his servant the rain is coming, so the rain comes. And it starts off with just a little, says it looks like someone's hand. And then he tells Ahab, "I want you to go down the mountain because the rain and storm is coming." And the passage, the chapter 18, ends with Elijah that actually outruns a chariot. You know, I mean, can you imagine this guy going to the mountain? He literally outruns a chariot who's actually had a head start, you know, in this whole thing. And then we get to 19. And in 19, Elijah hears that Jezebel wants to kill him. And so this man of God who called down fire from heaven, you know, who outran a chariot, what does he do? He gets afraid. You know, this is because I know most of you are women in here, right? So this is not to disparage you. But, you know, especially in this context, you know, he's afraid of this woman. You know, he wasn't afraid of the worshipers of Baal. He wasn't afraid of the rains and the storm, outran chariots, you know, and he heard that this woman is going to kill him. You know, and he gets very, very afraid. And he gets so afraid that he tells, you know, the Lord, "God, just kill me. Just kill me. You know, whatever else, just let me, you know, let my life be done with." And so he falls asleep under a tree, you know, basically getting ready to die. And then in the course of this all, an angel comes to him and he says, "Okay, Elijah, come over here, you know, sit down and eat something." This angel gives Elijah this supernatural food and drink. You know, I don't know what was in this food or drink, but he went in the strength of this food for 40 days and 40 nights. And not only this, he climbed a mountain in the midst of this. And then, and this is really what I want to get to, you know, and then he comes and he, you know, the word of the Lord comes to him in this cave that he's hiding out now. Imagine, he's probably very exhausted now. You know, he's basically fasted for 40 days, 40 nights, climbed a mountain in the heat, you know, and he's in this place and the word of the Lord comes and he says, Elijah, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? You know, and Elijah gives his, you know, usual, you know, Lord, I've been zealous for you. God, I worked so hard for you. You know, I did everything you asked me to do. I'm the only one that's faithful, you know, and the word comes and says that he's going to come and pass by, that God himself is going to come and pass by Elijah. And you have this very interesting scenario. And then he says, so stand, you know, before the mountain of the Lord. And then the rocks and the mountains and all these things were going crazy. There's an earthquake. And he said God was not in the earthquake. You know, and then after the earthquake, you know, there was a wind, or I'm sure it was the wind first, you know, and then a fire. And you know, and he says, and God was not in the wind. God was not in the earthquake. God was not in the fire. God was in the gentle blowing of the wind. And Elijah hears the sound of that gentle wind. Stands in front of the mountain, and he gives his, you know, the word of the Lord comes again and says, Elijah, what are you doing here? What are you doing? You know, and he says, I've been very zealous for the Lord. And he goes and gives his whole speech again. You know, and this is, I mean, this is the simple word. God says, what are you doing here? You know, Elijah, you're a man of God. What are you doing? Why are you feeling so sorry for yourself? You know, why have you been, you know, now giving yourself prone to suicidal thoughts and, you know, fear? You know, what are you doing? Now, there's a couple of different, you know, ways that we can look at this passage. You know, one, I mean, very clearly, is that when we talk about hearing God's voice, you know, a lot of times, you know, and you know, I think as we get more and more comfortable, you'll learn, right, that the voice of the Lord is a gentle blowing. You know, we'd like to think that it's an earthquake and a fire and, excuse me, and all those things. And, you know, and it happens at times. But generally how God speaks, it's that gentle blowing. You know, we'd love it if sometimes God were just, you know, could just speak very loud and clear, you know. But a lot of times, you know, it's that gentle blowing. In other words, there's that element of faith that we have, that we step out of our caves, you know, and we just stand and we just listen, you know, and it's usually that just that gentle whisper, you know, people call it the still voice, the still small voice in our hearts, you know, and that's generally how God speaks to his people these days. And then in the midst of all this, we have Elijah, you know, that, you know, did great things for God. There's a great passage in the book of James, you know, and I'll probably preach on it in a little while. In the book of James, it says, Elijah was a man with a nature just like ours. You know, you wonder, what is James talking about? You know, Elijah, you know, we look at our lives, and we look at Elijah's life, and it's like, there's no way he was just like us. But he was just like us. He said he had a nature just like us. You know, he was prone to victories. He was prone to depression after victories. He was prone to fear. He was prone to suicidal thoughts. You know, he was prone to pride. You know, remember he said, oh, I'm the only one here. I'm the only one left. I'm the only faithful person here. He was prone to all these. Does that sound like anyone you know? Maybe it sounds like yourself. You know, he was a man just like us. But in the James passage says, but he prayed. See, that was the difference, right? Elijah was a man just like us, but he prayed. You know, that's what made Elijah Elijah. He prayed. You know, he sought after God's face. He was just like us. You know, suicidal thoughts, prone to depression, you know, prone to our own megalomania, you know, our own idea of ourselves. He was prone to all these different things, but he prayed, and God answered his prayer. You know, I often think about Elijah quite a bit when I sense God asking me to do something. You know, and you also think, oh man, you know, I'm not ready, I'm not this, I'm not that. You know, but he was a man just like us. You know, you could say we're just like Elijah in that way. But he simply prayed. He simply prayed. That's all. Let's just close our eyes today. The only weapon that we have, church, is the sensitivity to hear His voice and to respond to Him in prayer. Your task as the people of God is to learn to be sensitive to that gentle blowing. Let's quit chasing after earthquakes and fires. And let's familiarize ourselves with a gentle blowing. And when the Lord passes by, as He will many, many times, let's pray. Let's pray until He passes by. Let's pray while He's passing by. I don't want you to ever consider yourself to be too small for God to use you. I don't want you to think, oh, I've got too many issues, or I'm prone to this, or I'm prone to that. Elijah was a man with a nature just like ours. But he prayed. See, when he was on Mount Carmel, walking in that power, he still had all that stuff inside of him. He was still prone to depression, suicidal thoughts, his own pride. But God still used him. God can still use us, no matter what's going on around us. He prayed. And Chi-Sun plays a song for us as we worship the Lord. And I just want to invite you to pray, to seek God's face. If you're making excuses, and God, I'm not ready, I'm not this, ask the Lord to change us as a gentle wind passes us by. Let's pray this morning. Let's pray for ourselves and the people around us. Let's pray that we would be familiar with that voice. I feel like as we finish this year and launch into next year, that I'm just really praying that God would give us more of a sensitivity for His voice, a real hunger to hear from the Lord, not just as a novelty, not just for direction, you know, for wisdom and making decisions, not just for that, but for relationship. That we would be so keen to listen to our Master, not just for orders, but for life. And let's pray for real sensitivity, that when we know when the Lord is passing by, that we'd be sensitive to that wind of the Spirit in our lives. Let's pray. Let's cover this weekend before the Lord and all the stuff that's going on. Pray tonight for experiencing God and growing in Christ, for our discipleship classes. Pray that people would just draw near to Him and just really learn and grow and experience God and through these classes, that they would get in touch with the Lord. Let's pray for Saturday. Pray for the IP team. Pray for the youth group. Let's pray for God's hand to be upon us as we gather together. Pray for our Sunday services. Let's ask the Lord to come and minister to us in a 10 and 2 o'clock service. Pray for Noah's Ark. Pray for God's grace upon the kids. Pray for the NK prayer meeting in between service. And also let's pray for our steering committee meeting that we have as well as our board meeting that night. Let's ask God's hand to be upon us, and let's pray Monday night for Cascade, and pray that the Lord will just continue to heal and touch His people. And let's just cover this whole weekend before the Lord. Let's go to our mission focus, and let's pray for South and North Korea. And let's ask God to continue to have His hand on these countries. And, you know, without getting political about anything, you know, it's not about unification or any of these things. It's just about God's glory being displayed. You know, we especially want to pray for the North, and the fact that, you know, if you know your church history, you know, North Korea is once called the Jerusalem of the East. You know, this is where the great revivals that spread through Korea started in Pyongyang. And let's ask God to redig the wells of revival in these places, and the favor of the Lord would come upon this country, and something would happen in this regime. And let's just cover and pray that even in the South that they would be ready, you know, for a move of God, for a move that changes both countries dramatically. Let's just cover. Thank you. Father, we thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you that you're so faithful to us. And we thank you for your hand, God, in our lives. And God, that your heart, God, is always to come near to us, Lord, and to speak to us, Father. And so we just want to continue, Lord, to give our best to you, God. We want to continue, Lord, to wait, Father God, until that gentle wind passes by. So teach us, God, to be students of your voice, Lord, of your word. Lord, draw us together this weekend, Father. We pray that all of our activities and everything that we do as a community, God, would first and foremost glorify your Son, Jesus, and that it would transform us, God. It would draw us closer to you and to one another. We thank you. We cover this weekend, God, by your grace, Lord, and your mercy. We love you so much, Lord. Watch over us, God, as we seek to glorify you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend this week, and continue to pray.